U.S. Attorney Richard Bernstein with the Sam Bernstein Law Firm and his client, a plaintiff in the case against the American Bar Association, Angelo Benna. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Angelo, what is it you're looking for with this lawsuit? What do you want in terms of relief?
Well, I'm fighting for justice. I'm fighting for the right to have more disabled attorneys. I'm fighting for the right for disabled prospective attorneys who want to practice law to have a level playing field. I'm fighting for justice. But what my question is, what is the ABA fighting for in this situation? What are they standing for? Are they just going to hire a big fancy law firm to defend this case? Or are they going to want to work out a resolution so we can have more blind lawyers, so we can have more lawyers fighting for the rights of disabled people, fighting for civil rights?
I have to say, Angelo, and to either Angelo or to Richard, it seems like the ultimate irony to me that you're suing the American Bar Association, which is supposed to be doing just that, you know, training attorneys, you know, working with attorneys to work within the law, and yet, by appearance, it appears as though they are not.
Well, actually, what's interesting is, and I think it's important to point out, is that the American Bar Association is a private entity. There is no relationship whatsoever between the American Bar Association and the State Bar of Michigan. There's no relationship whatsoever. And also, just to kind of reemphasize this, is that nobody has any objection whatsoever to the bar exam. I mean, if you want to be a lawyer, you've got to pass the bar exam. And the bar exam is a knowledge-based exam. Either you know the law, you know the materials, or you don't. The objection is to this law school admissions test, which has no correlation whatsoever to the practice of law or to the education of law. And actually, you know, I think your question is a really good one. And I think what I think Angela had said at the beginning is absolutely correct. You know, what is it that these people are fighting for? What is the ABA even standing for? And I just want to give you a quick example of that, which is the Law School Admissions Council, this private corporation that is empowered by the American Bar Association in terms of its administration of the LSAT, they have been sued on two separate occasions by the United States Department of Justice Civil Rights Division Disability Section. They were sued because, number one, they wouldn't even provide rudimentary accommodations for people with disabilities who were attempting to take the LSAT. They had to agree to be under a consent decree with the U.S. Department of Justice because of their civil rights violations of the disabled. They were just recently sued again by the United States Department of Justice, Civil Rights Division, Disability Section, and this is remarkable to me because every applicant to law school, which is all through the American Bar Association, who is empowering this behavior, every applicant to law school is required to go through what's called the LSAC, like, data system. So if you want to apply to Northwestern, you can't just apply to Northwestern. You have to go through the LSAC, submit your application online through the LSAC to whatever law school you want to apply to. And this is the most remarkable thing. The website that the LSAC requires every law applicant to use was not accessible for blind users. It wasn't accessible. Every website in the country, for the most part, is accessible for screen readers. And the Law School Admission Council's website was not accessible for screen readers. And they had, not only would they not even fix it, they had to then be sued again by the Department of Justice just to allow for accessibility of their website. And this is who the American Bar Association is requiring every law school applicant to have to go through. The American Bar Association should be ashamed of themselves for working with this kind of a corporation, and not just working with them, but requiring everyone to have to go through them.
Well, and attached to the brief and the information you sent me was some information about a settlement on just what you're talking about.
Exactly. Outrageous. It's just to me, see, there are certain things that there are absolutely no excuse for this type of behavior. And the sad reality is that this is hurting a large number of people. And that is what is wrong. And the fact is, it's just like what Angelo was saying, and I think his point is an excellent one, which is, you know, look at what we're fighting for. We're going to be in federal court, and this case is going to trial, and we're in federal court. What are we fighting for? We're fighting so that people with disabilities and special needs can become attorneys. Why is that? Because people with disabilities and special needs are the kind of lawyers who will take on these kind of cases. And I think at the end of the day, I'm a member of the American Bar Association. Now, in addition, you know, basically I get hotel discounts through them, but the big question, and that's so far, that's all I seem to be getting, and the big question that you need to ask the American Bar Association, especially the membership, which I'm a part of, is, look, this is our dues that goes into this. So we know what we're fighting for. We know what Angelo and I are about. We know what this is about. We know what we want to achieve. We know the people that we want to help. The big question is, the question that people need to ask, especially as a member of the American Bar Association, which is what I am, I want to know, is this where my dues are going? Is this what I'm paying for? Are you going to pay to hire a very fancy firm to defend this case? And at the end of the day, what is it exactly that they hope to win by prosecuting this case against us? But we're ready for them no matter what they want to do.
Well, and believe me, with Angelo at your side as well, I wouldn't want to take on the two of you. I'll go with you, but I don't want to take you on. where does this case stand now? It was filed May 24th, I believe.
That's correct.
In federal court?
Yes. The case is currently in the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Michigan. The Honorable Judge Hood is presiding, and they have been served. They have responded to that, and we are awaiting their response, basically. They have some time in which they can file their answer, and we are simply at this point awaiting the answer from the American Bar Association. But I have to tell you, I keep racking my brain trying to figure out exactly what it is they're going to be arguing and what their defense ultimately is. Because remember what we said before, you know, you go to what the law says. Does this exam put Angelo at a competitive disadvantage? That's the only question that the judge in this case is going to be looking at, and that's the only question of law that we're going to be determining.
Well, Richard and Angelo, I hope I'm on the short list when you get a response from the court, because I want to have you back to talk about this further. I'm up against one of those dreaded hard breaks that I'm going to have to go to. It's been such a pleasure to talk with both of you, Angelo Bino and attorney Richard Bernstein with the San Bernstein Law Firm. I will talk to you again very soon, I hope, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Cheryl Fritz.